Share number 8. We're continuing the Chayvus HaLevavos. It's saying the advantages, the 10 advantages that a Baal Bitachon has over the alchemist. So Ayitzrin Ashenihu, the second advantage, Sh'aman HaKimika Tzarech Lasis Pulois HaMalachis, that the alchemist has to work, he has to do certain things, Sh'alabiladeyem Emigamasi Chalilatzis Elapoyel, because if he doesn't do it, so then he can't perform his job. He's got to take those metals, those cheap metals, and turn them through his potions and through his chemicals and through the heat and whatever he has to do into the gold and the silver, whatever he's making. So since he has to do that, it's possible that the smoke and the smell of what he's doing, of his potions here, of his concoctions, yamisu aysa, it could hurt his health. It could even cause him to die, perhaps. Noisif, besides lamasha olav lahasmid b'avidosoi ulisyagia b'zman rav yoimim v'layla, besides for the fact that he really has to work very hard night and day. It wasn't an easy job to do this. You had to know what you were doing, and it seems it wasn't so simple. So number one, it perhaps was dangerous to his health, even to the point of maybe being life-threatening. And number two, it's a lot of hard work. But a person who's b'teach, b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he's confident that he's relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can never hurt him. And he is b'tuach that nothing bad will happen to him. You'll say, what do you mean? Everything good only happens to Baal HaBitachon? Things that are bad don't happen to them? Of course, things that look bad happen to them. But if a person is a true Baal HaBitachon, and he believes that everything that Hashem does is rak l'tayvasoi, is only for his good, that's what Bitachon is. That Hashem has a plan, and the plan is for my good. I may not understand what it is, but I know in my heart that I'm able to rely on it, that it is. Whatever Hashem sends his way, he's very happy over that. He rejoices over his situation. And therefore, his parnasa comes to him b'menucha, with peace and tranquility. Hashem is my caregiver, and therefore I will never lack. David HaMelech, this capital in Tehillim Chav Gimel. Gam Kielich Begates Hamavis, David HaMelech was in a midbar, a desolate, dry midbar, and he pashut had nothing to eat or to drink, and he had this nevuah Baruch HaKadosh, and he sang this kapitel of Tehillim, Hashem is my roi, is my shepherd, is my caregiver, and since he's my caregiver, lo yachzar, I'm batuach, that even in this midbar, I'm not going to be lacking anything. Just like a faithful shepherd who takes care of his eder, he's going to, just like a faithful shepherd, he makes sure to take his flock to a place which is beautiful and there's grass to graze on, and he takes them to clear and fresh water for them to drink. So too, Amei Menuchis in Aleini, he'll lead me to the Mei Menuchis. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me whatever I need here as well, because I have Bitacha and Hashem is Roi. Chazal say, a nice happened to David HaMelech, that even though this midbar was Yavish Kecheres, it was dry like pottery, V'ertiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu mituvay lamaba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it moist, he made it lush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to do anything anywhere. And that is what the Baal Bitachon has over the alchemist. The alchemist, there's dangers to his health, and he has to work very hard. Mashen kein, the Baal Bitachon, he's muftach, the shelo yuzak, adarabah, he's batuach, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends his way is l'tayvotzei. Hayisrin ashlishi, what is the third advantage? She'omana kimika eina noisin eimen b'acherim. The alchemist is very nervous. He never trusts other people. Legalis lemesaydum nasi. He's not going to tell them his business secret. Mibnei shehu mefachid al chayav. He's afraid for his life. Penyasu agam acherim kamayu v'lo yiloi m'malichyos. He can't deal with competition, because if there's going to be competition, so he won't be able to do his job here, and he's not going to make any money. So he's afraid for his life because of competition. So he's always very secretive. And he fears that perhaps his secret becomes public, he is going to be exposed, and he won't have what to live with. It's possible also, I just want to point out over here, that perhaps we were reading now the translation of the Lev Toiv from the original Lashon HaKodesh that we explained, that was from Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Tibbon. The Lev Toiv, if you look up in the Chavos HaLevavos, when he writes this, he says, "Einei mamin al sayd zulase miyirase al nafshay." He's afraid for his life, the alchemist. He doesn't explain why. And the Lev Toiv is saying he's afraid for his life because he'll have competition. But I don't think it's 100% clear that that's what the Chavos HaLevavos means. And I think that Rabbi Rubinstein himself did not learn that way. And I'll explain to you how he learned in a moment. And he did, Rabbi Rubinstein, Zichrono Livracha, pointed out somewhere earlier in the Sefer that he doesn't always 100% agree with the translation of the Lev Toiv. Here, I don't think he pointed it out that there's a difference, but the way he translated it here was that since the person's work, the alchemist's work, is illegal, he fears for his life if his secret becomes public. And he writes because, number one, if he's exposed, it's illegal, he'll get into trouble. And number two, gold will become worthless if everyone does this, and then he loses his entire business and his fortune. If everybody's able to do this, so then gold is worth the same amount of aluminum. If aluminum can be turned into gold, then everyone can do that, so gold is worthless. So the Lev Toiv took it to mean it's a competition here. And perhaps if Rubinstein seemed to learn a little different, the number one, it was an illegal thing, so he has this secret. And number two, not just from competition, the pshat is because if everyone does it, it becomes worthless. Says the Chavos HaLevavos, beautiful. The person who's a beitech b'Hashem, his bitachin, there's no fear that anyone is going to, what? They're going to lose because he has bitachon? Elohu oid mispar ba, yadaraba. The person is proud of his bitachon. He's not afraid of his secret. He's proud of it. K'moshamer David HaMelech alav ha'shalom, b'lekim batachti la'ira, mayas adam li. That I believe in Hashem and I'm not afraid. Bitachon is something that adaraba, you're mispar ba, you share with others. And adaraba, if a person has bitachon, he has an obligation to inspire his family, inspire his friends. A person who has emun and bitachin, it affects everybody in his life. It affects everybody in his life, not just because he's in a good mood and he has this bitachin, but it's more than that. There's a concept of ichud haneshamos. Everyone is connected with each other. The people closer to you are connected in a stronger connection, and there's a hashbah that you have on them. And if a person is a baal bitachin, and in his heart he has this bitachin, and emun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's able to live like that, so that not only affects him and his life, and not only affects his family because he talks bitachon and they see him as an example, but he's able actually to affect his family through the connection of our neshamas. If my neshama is full of bitachon, so your neshama also will get a charge of bitachon. That'll make it easier for you to become a baal bitachon if you want to work on it. It affects everyone around him. And that's the third advantage that the baal bitachon has over the alchemist. The alchemist has to keep everything a secret. He always has this fear. He can't share it with anyone. And adarabba, the baal bitachon has an achrayus and an obligation to be mispar and to inspire other people and to talk to other people about bitachon. And that will bring much more bitachon to the world. Belekimba tachti loyira, says David HaMelech. I'm not afraid. I'm a bitach b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Adarabba. I'm not afraid of competition. I'm not afraid of anything because I'm a Baal HaBitachon.